While it remains unclear whether immigration laws will change in a big way in the coming months, a smaller change in policy made a year ago is already affecting lives. Last year, on June 15th, President Obama announced that immigrants who were brought illegally to the U.S. as children could apply for temporary work permits and relief from deportation.
Effective immediately, the Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people.
In 1 year, nearly 300,000 young people have benefited from the program known as Deferred Action. WNYC's Marilla Ivorak talked to some about what's different in their lives.
25-year-old Cecilio Shimeo is looking for a job in Soho. As he fills out an application at a shoe store, he particularly enjoys answering one question.
Are you legally eligible to work in the United States?
Yes, I am.
Shimeo entered the country illegally from Mexico 12 years ago. He came forward and was granted deferred action in April. Now he can work legally without fear of deportation for 2 years. With work permit in hand, this is the first time he's applying for a job and answering a question he once dreaded.
I feel happy because now I don't leave it blank like last time I was applying and leaving that question in blank.
Shimeo is completing an associate degree this summer and says being able to apply for any job makes him feel confident that he has a future in the U.S.
My plans right now is like to look for a job and work, get a part-time or full-time job, and then make some money and save money for my next 2 years in college.
Shimeo got approved for deferred action because he satisfies the criteria. He was younger than 31 when the program was announced. He came to the U.S. before he turned 16. He's been here for more than 5 years, has a GED, and he hasn't been convicted of a crime. But not everyone thinks hundreds of thousands of people who enter the country illegally shouldn't be deported.
It's highly problematic to say the president can announce in advance that he's not going to enforce the law on whole categories of people.
Stephen Camerata is the research director at the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors limited immigration. He says only Congress has the authority to make that decision.
I think everyone still recognizes that the population they're trying to help is a sympathetic group and may well have a reasonable claim that Congress should change the law and recognize their special circumstances.
Camerata is not alone. 10 Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents filed a lawsuit in Texas arguing deferred action for childhood arrivals, also known as DACA, violates federal law. A decision is expected in the coming weeks.
The whole experience was just awesome. Amazing. Yes.
Meanwhile, some young immigrants approved for deferred action are seeing their worlds opening, like 21-year-old Yelki Perez. 2 weeks ago, she arrived to JFK 6 hours early for her flight. She checked her bags and went through security.
When I was walking down that huge aisle on JFK, tears started coming down like nothing. I was just like, I can't believe this. Like, it's happening.
It was the first time she'd been on a plane since she was brought to the country illegally 8 years ago from the Dominican Republic. Getting to San Francisco was in Perez's wish list.
So here comes the cable car. This one is going up to Nob Hill, is the Van Ness Avenue, California, Market Street line.
Besides making it to California, Perez is learning to drive. After graduating with high honors from Baruch College last May, she's starting to look for jobs in the nonprofit sector. And she wants to continue her graduate studies and perhaps go to law school.
DACA has changed my life in so many different ways. I feel like I can finally at least plan my future.
Deferred action is a temporary 2-year relief, which is renewable. But it doesn't lead to a green card or citizenship. The bipartisan immigration bill now on the Senate floor does include an expedited 5-year pathway to citizenship for Yelki Perez, Cecilio Shimeo, and other young immigrants like them. They'll be watching this summer to see whether it gets passed. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivorek.